SE integrates systems modeling into its multi-domain simulation platform. Systems modeling solutions have been integrated into SE's visual environment simulation platform with the launch of SE Explorer. This integration will act as a bridge between 3D part validation simulations and 0D 1D systems modeling. Systems engineers will be able to use SE Explorer to perform systems design and analysis at the early stage of the design cycle. The new tool uses model-based design, MBD, to verify and validate the physics affecting a system's architecture. Since the tools are integrated, users will be able to co-simulate 0D and 1D systems with 3D virtual prototypes. Additionally, the integration of MBD with SE allows for improved storage and organization of models, controls and data. Managing the complexity inherent to advanced systems modeling requires mastering the architecture of the model, the multi-domain dynamic behavior and the link between model, simulation and systems engineering. This is why systems simulation software is becoming a necessity, said Emmanuel Arnoux, an expert in systems simulation at Renault. When SE Group acquired PsiDesign, it was to integrate MBD into their virtual prototyping portfolio. As a result, SE Explorer and Visual Environment expand the scope of systems modeling to include virtual manufacturing, assembly, testing, systems verification and validation across various domains. The release of SE Explorer focuses on ease of use. It employs modelic open software to hide the complexity of the physics while maintaining accuracy. MBD gathering strength in the simulation industry. Industry experts have noted that linking model-based systems engineering to classical 3D simulations is a growing trend. This way, we can link simple 0D and 1D models of systems engineering and pass those results through to the 3D high-fidelity model so the complete design processes is done through a systems engineering perspective, said Joe Walsh, CEO of Intrinsim. To integrate system-level design with 3D simulations, ANSYS looks to Workbench. In fact, at the ANSYS Convergence Conference, Mike Hebbs, Senior Regional Technical Manager at ANSYS, used Workbench to design a washing machine with a systems engineering approach. ANSYS is also entering the field of code generation using model-based systems engineering. For instance, ANSYS offers SCADE as a tool to manage system-level data and produce embedded control software that is approved by automotive standards. The SCADE system specifies functions, architecture and interfaces between subsystems. It connects these systems together to ensure the design meets all requirements. On the other hand, PTC offers its own systems engineering solution. It combines their application lifecycle management (ALM) capabilities with Atego architectural modeling and MBSE software. One key feature of the software is to perform trade-off analysis with respect to functionalities of various engineering disciplines from hardware, software and electrical. Finally, Dassault OCSTEM may be leading systems engineering CAI software integration with Dimula, a modeling and simulation tool based on Modelica, and Modelon for model-based systems engineering, from concepts to sales and maintenance. With the 3D Experience platform, much of Dassault's technology can be easily interconnected for a system-level design. As such, it is a serious contender in the market. There are scales that a company will look at to optimize the product from subsystems, to components, to the whole system, said Dennis Nogg, principal at Beyond CAI, a consulting service. Using simple system-level models, you can determine some initial configurations of the design and then cascade these findings down to the more detailed simulations like FEA and CFD. For more on model-based systems engineering, follow this link.